This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very, very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. Auto World's been around a long time. I started this program back in 1992, believe it or not, in this very same time slot. Of course, over the years, I've done many other radio programs, and I worked for Motor Trend as their radio host and writer, blogger, and streaming television person for 10 years. Also have done other shows, including Motor News Weekly and Inside Classic Cars and Deals on Wheels. But this is the one that I own, and this is the one that's close to my heart. We've got a very cool hour lined up for you. We're going to be chatting momentarily about the truth about the future of cars, a very interesting topic with a really cool guest standing by. A little later on in this hour, Don Jones, CEO of the TheOldCarGuys.com will be stopping on by. Don is about to hit the road, heading to Carlisle, Pennsylvania, for those classic car events up there, and we're going to get the lowdown, so to speak, on where he's headed. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, I'm always kind of pontificating that this is truly the golden age of automobiles. When you stop and think about what is available right now, the fact that that you can go out and buy a 707 horsepower Hellcat from Dodge in Challenger or Charger form, or you can buy umpteen other vehicles from 16 cylinder quad turbo Bugattis to electric vehicles to you name it. There's something out there for everybody. But changes are coming, and that's why I'm always saying for us arrested adolescents, people like myself, people who love the muscle cars, the ZL1s and the Shelby GT350s, get them while you can, because they may be going away. We've got some serious changes when it comes to corporate average fuel economy around the bend. And, of course, the move is towards autonomous vehicles. Well, we are pleased right now to welcome to the airways of Auto World a gentleman who I have tremendous respect for. He is a contributing editor for Esquire magazine, where he wrote a great feature back in April called The Truth About the Future of Cars. He's also part of the team at Road and Track magazine. It's my pleasure to welcome to the airways of Auto World, Sam Smith. Sam, thank you so much for your time. How are you doing? We so appreciate you being with us. Having a little bit of a difficult time hearing Sam at the moment. Let's make sure all the buttons are in the right place at GCN Master Control in Minnesota. I'm down here in Florida in my humble broadcast locale. I'm a Boston guy. I've lived in Boston all of my life up until 2 years ago, but currently residing in Florida. But let's see if we can get Sam up on the board so we can talk all about this feature article, The Truth About the Future of Cars. And I was also reading an article that Sam wrote for Road and Track magazine, where he visited my good buddy John Krafcheck up at Google. And John is just a wonderful guy. Sam and I off air should share some John Krafcheck stories, because John and I, when I was with Motor Trend, we used to sit on the bus on different press leads and talk about, you know, what isn't being made and what should be made. And John is just a great car guy. Of course, went on to bring Hyundai to new heights, moved over to True Car for a while, and now this True Car guy is the head of the autonomous program at Google. So a great article there. But let's see, Justin, have we got Sam? I'm not hearing Sam at all, so hopefully we can get this resolved. If we can't get it resolved, what we will do, we will make a date to get Sam back with us. But let's go out to, I believe he resides in sunny Southern California, and welcome Sam Smith. Sam, are you with us?
Bob, can you hear me? I'm here.
Yeah, I can hear you great. Fantastic.
Oh, great.
The magic of live radio. You never know what's going to happen. And that's what makes it fun, you know? I've had people do interviews from boats and planes and trains and automobiles. You name it. But this is a wonderful article that you wrote for Esquire, where you're a contributing editor. It's called The Truth About the Future of Cars, because lots of people are concerned and confused. And I understand you took the time to visit a locale called the Revs Lab. Is this at the Google facility out in Northern California?
Close. It's on Stanford's campus in the Bay Area in San Francisco, and there. It's a combination of a research lab and kind of a historical archive and a little bit of a graduate school for the kids who go there. What they do is basically parse out what the automobile means to humanity, to society. It's a really interesting place.
You know, it truly is remarkable when you stop and think of what the automobile means to society. I mean, the automobile definitely changed the world, changed America, and, of course, spawned thousands. They say 10% of the U.S. population, so we're talking, you know, 350 million, 35 million are hardcore automotive enthusiasts. And it's worldwide. And certainly, you know, for guys like you and I, who just eat, sleep, and breathe this stuff, automobiles are, for a lot of people, a lot more than transportation.
That's what's fascinating, right? I mean, it's the single, you know, outside of maybe the internet and the rise of electricity, electrical power, it's the single biggest instrument of social change we've come up with. And, you know, what's the fascinating thing is that we're on this crux where everything that makes up the automobile as we know it has made it up for 120 years. It's about to change. You know, we're not only are we trying to refigure just how, you know, what motivates it and how we control it, you know, what the driver's role is in it. You know, we're reengineering how it operates in society. You know, how, you know, it's no longer just a machine that's developed to get one person from A to B. I mean, it's a fascinating time. And the crazy thing is, you know, we're also at the kind of the apex of the traditional cars you mentioned, right? I mean, mm-hmm. 700 horsepower chargers that you Dodges that you can go buy for, you know, pretty much anybody with a job can pick up. I mean, it's an amazing, weird time.
It certainly is. I mean, there are vehicles being built today that I never thought we would ever see. I mean, going back into the 1980s when Ford brought the GT back for 1982 with 157 horsepower, you know, back to the days when 200 horsepower from a V8 engine was a lot, and now you've got 200 mile an hour Cadillac CTSVs, and you've got sport utility vehicles and other vehicles that can run close to 200 miles an hour. You got vehicles like the GTR, and of course the 911 Turbo, and the now out of production Veyron, able to scoot to 60 in under 2 seconds, or in the twos, I should say. Truly a golden age of automobiles. When we come back on the other side, we're going to have lots more to talk about with Sam Smith, contributing editor for Esquire magazine. This is Auto World.
on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
I'm going to tell you one thing. We're going to get this gentleman back on for a full hour because we're barely going to scratch the surface here. Sam Smith is his name, contributing editor for Esquire magazine, also does work for Road and Track magazine. You must check out this article he did for April for Esquire, and it's called... a really good title, The Truth About the Future of Cars, because lots of people are confused. Lots of people have questions. It's interesting, Sam. I mean, with the price of gas at record lows, again, something I never thought I would ever see again, you know, $2, a dollar something for the price of gas. There's still tremendous interest in electrification of vehicles, but the automakers, as well as the public itself, seems to be really focused on autonomous vehicles. I mean, what is driving this interest in self-driving vehicles? I mean, we all love the safety and crash avoidance features, which have slowly crept into so many different vehicles. But what we're talking about here is a whole nother ball game.
Well, you know, most of that stuff, you're right, it's amazing, because in the past year, you know, it seemed like, you know, the great secret of all this is that, you know, car makers and research labs and, you know, tech companies have been working on automated driving for years. I mean, more than a decade, significantly, when you think about, you know, some of the think tanks that are involved. But in the past 2 or 3 years, there are, you know, some of that technology has come to market. And you know, the unfortunate fact of most of that is that, of the automotive industry, is that it's driven by what's available to sell, right? So a couple of years ago, when Mercedes-Benz launched, you know, a driver assistance program for the E-Class and the C-Class and the S-Class, where you could get into the car, push a button, and it would basically guide you between the lanes with your hands off the wheel as part of the cruise control system, you know, they got a lot of ink. Last year, when Tesla launched this autopilot system, where you basically get into the car, push a button on the freeway, and set the speed, and it steers, it stops, it accelerates, you know, it changes lanes for you when you put on the turn signal. So that's massively exciting technology, and it's got a lot of interest. I mean, it's most of what you're seeing in the past year has been, you know, just the simple fact that there's something to sell, and people are getting excited about the fact that, you know, most of the driving we do, we don't like. Nobody likes sitting in traffic. Nobody likes, you know, sitting in a stoplight. And this is a way to get all of that kind of out the window. You know, never mind, as you mentioned, the safety issue, which is huge.
Yeah, lots of folks, unfortunately, lose their lives here in the U.S. and around the world. And certainly the application of autonomous technology is going to be one of the great benefits of having vehicles controlled by computers. I would imagine we're going to see a significant decline in those numbers, Sam.
You know, I did an interview for Road and Track a couple of months ago with John Krafcik, the gentleman you mentioned who used to run Hyundai and now runs, you know, he works at Google X, their kind of moonshot factory, and is in charge. He's the CEO in charge of their autonomous driving program. And there, you know, it was a really interesting conversation. I spent several hours with him. And one of the things, you know, he kept harping on was the fact that they're doing this, you know, they're developing these cars and this program simply from the safety issue. You know, in the United States every year, every year something like 33,000 people die in a vehicular accident, right? And that works out to, something like a 737 falling out of the sky every single day. And, you know, Krafcik and all the Google people, their main concern is, you know, their main concern is the safety issue. And I, you know, of course he said that, and I looked at him, I'm like, you know, really? What, there's got to be a business case behind it. There has to be something you're gearing up to sell, to develop some license, something. And he said, yeah, eventually that's the goal. But, you know, that's part of what X does, what that big moonshot factory in Google does, is they try and they use that, you know, the massive resources of that company to tackle that, to tackle problems that, A, don't have an answer, but B, you know, may not be immediately monetizable. And it's, I mean, it's the safety thing is enormous.
Certainly for those of us who love to drive, there are concerns about that. And, you know, going to the Consumer Electronics Show every year, in recent times, my phrase after going for the last 20 years or so, you know, a few years back, I went to CES and electronics show was turned into an automotive show. It's remarkable the number of manufacturers displaying stuff there, and it's just growing by leaps and bounds. Let's touch briefly on the 6 different levels of automation, because this is quite interesting and important information for folks to know.
So in 2020, 2014, the Society of Automotive Engineers, you know, the major governing body, kind of the sanctioning body for engineering on a vehicle in the United States, they broke out. They tried to apply a standard to the degrees of autonomous driving, because it can't just be on and off, right? You know, there has to be something in between a car that you get into and you steer and brake and turn. You do everything on your own. And on the other end of the spectrum, you know, a George Jetson car where you get into, you tell it, drive me to Boston, and it just magically takes you there, right? Because that's not how technology works. You know, the major steps in between it. So they came up with five different levels, and it's fairly clearly broken out. It's kind of impressive how much they thought about this. But they came up with five levels to break that down. So level zero on one end is any car in which you do all the work, you know, where you don't even have cruise control. There's nothing automated. Everything is under your hands. You know, if you want to change a lane or up your speed, or anything happens because of the human at the wheel. On the other end is level five, where, you know, the George Jetson is. But in between, you know, it goes from level one, which is any assistance program, like, say, cruise control or lane keeping assist, to level two, which is, you know, anything that helps you steer and accelerate where you're in charge of other functions. To level three, which is where the car can start to run itself in a specific environment, you know, like the system in the Tesla, for example, where you get into a specific situation that the car's engineers have designed for, like a freeway or slow-moving traffic, and you tell it, go this way and follow this road and change this lane when I want it to, and it'll keep doing that across the country if you want it to. And level four is, you know, a car that basically does everything for you. You can say, drive me to Boston, as long as you're, say, on the freeway, right? And then level five is that same capability, but anyway. You can be on a dirt road that's unmapped. You can be at the North Pole, and it'll fix it. And the astonishing thing is, you know, they developed all this. They came up with these ways of breaking this stuff down because the gaps between the levels are a pretty gray area. And because, you know, one of the main problems with legislating any of this, or, you know, figuring out what the next step is in engineering or software or cost, is figuring out how to talk about it. I mean, it's so brand new. Even though, you know, like I said, it's been around for decades, it's such a brand new idea that they're having to invent ways to talk about it and describe it.
It's true. Like you point out in the article, there are many challenges of full automation. As you point out, software cost. I mean, this is not inexpensive to put a vehicle together like this. Insurance, how is it going to affect insurance rates? Hacking, something that we've seen the folks at FCA have to deal with. Safety and human error, the law, ethics, and even car sickness. When we come back on the other side, we're going to hold Sam and talk a little bit more, and then we're going to definitely get him back on for a full hour real soon, because folks are calling in at 855-660-4261. I'm getting emails as well. Don't you go away. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Change is coming. There's no question about it. They're saying this is the golden age of automobiles. 650 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque Corvette. Z06 would believe that, the Corvette being the mileage leader in many homes with the base Corvette, 455 horsepower, 30 miles to the gallon, 10-speed automatic transmissions. I think we're doing really good, but time marches on, and Auto World marches on here with a wonderful guest, Sam Smith, contributing editor for Esquire magazine. He's written a wonderful article. You can check it out online. It was featured in April, The Truth About the Future of Cars, and this is just Sam's first appearance with us. He's telling us about the six levels of automation. He ran down that, and certainly there are going to be a lot of challenges of full automation, but let's go back to that question about, you know, how we're doing right now. I mean, it seems to me over the years with all the airbags and the advances in safety belt technology, crash avoidance technology, we're not doing that bad, I didn't think, in the area of motor vehicle crashes here in the U.S. How are we doing?
Well, I mean, you know, we've never that's the amazing part of it, right? You know, we've never, as a society, we've never been safer. You know, the automotive fatality rate drops on average every decade, and the cars are, you know, the crash standards that manufacturers have to build to in order to sell a new vehicle in the United States. This stuff gets more and more aggressive every year. You know, that's why cars get heavier and larger, and, you know, doors get thicker and all of that. That's wonderful stuff. And it's, we are doing really well. But, you know, as Krafczyk pointed out, I mean, that's still a problem. You know, there's still, what did I say? It's a 737 crashing every hour. I mean, that's an astonishing amount of people. You know, if there were aliens raining down from the sky and you know, offing that many people every year, 30,000 people in America, we'd have a problem. And yeah. You know, it's just the idea that you can always make it better.
Absolutely. Sam Smith is also editor-at-large at Road and Track and does a spectacular job there. Is my good friend Sam Matani still at Road and Track?
He still does work for us, yeah, every so often.
Yeah, it's a challenging time to be an automotive journalist, but it looks like you're doing great. And this article is just wonderful, The Truth About the Future of Cars. Now, as you mentioned, you interviewed John Krafcek, and next time you're with us, we're going to talk about that in more detail. I mean, John is a true car guy. Matter of fact, you brought a very special car up when you visited him, a car that he owns. He also used to drive a manual gearbox 911 from Orange County up into Los Angeles, which is not easy to say the least. You're going to have a tired clutch leg after a while with that. But he's a true car guy. And what does John say about those folks, those enthusiasts, the people that enjoy driving? How are they going to walk that fine line for, you know, there are those people that consider automobiles appliances. It just might as well be a refrigerator. But then there are folks that really enjoy the experience. Is there a way to meld those two into an autonomous vehicle?
Oh, completely. And the key is that they don't get melded. You know, John's a really interesting guy because, you know, he runs Google's self-driving car program. But the car that I took to see him, I took a Caterham 7, which, as you know, and probably most of your readers do, it's an update of the old Lotus 7, built, you know, all the way back mm-hmm. since the late 50s, early 60s. And it's basically a go-kart with, you know, fenders and a license plate on it. You know, they're built in England, they're in tiny shops, and they're wonderful, just kind of raw little machines that get right to what everybody loves about driving. So the wind in your hair and the bugs in your teeth and just the feeling of speed. You know, 30 miles an hour feels like 100 in a 7. But I asked him that, and we got to talking about it, and you know, he made the very trenchant point that the problems that, you know, the automated car is designed to solve, you know, what traffic in cities, congestion, parking, you know, the fatality rates, all of that stuff doesn't, you know, in our lifetimes and probably the lifetimes of, you know, my children, all that stuff won't interfere with what you love about driving. And, you know, he believes that there will always be vehicles made specifically to entertain you. You know, the idea that, you know, what they're trying to take away, if you will, isn't a sunny Sunday on, you know, the Pacific Coast Highway or on the Blue Ridge Parkway or, you know, anybody's favorite back road. It's that moment when you're sitting behind the wheel and you're late for dinner or you're trying to get across the country and you're really tired but you need to drive another 3 hours. They want to fix that. You know, they believe that the two things are completely, the ability to turn it off is vital, right?
Absolutely. Sam, continued success as editor-at-large at Road and Track, as well as Esquire contributing editor. Everybody check out the April feature, The Truth About the Future of Cars. And, Sam, I'm going to get in touch with you about another appearance here on this show, as well as a new podcast that I am going to be doing, hopefully in the not-too-distant future, because I definitely want to do a full podcast on this with you as well. But thank you so much for your time here today, and keep up the great work.
Oh, thanks. It was a pleasure. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you so much. There he is, Sam Smith. And again, all you have to do is check it out, Esquire magazine, the April issue, the feature, The Truth About the Future of Cars. You really need to learn this because this is the direction that we're moving, autonomous vehicles. And again, we invite your comments and questions, bob@autoworldradio.com or 855-660-4261. Now we move from the future of automobiles to looking back at some of the great classics of yesterday with the CEO of the oldcarguys.com, Mr. Don Jones. Don, thank you so much. How are you doing? Don, can you hear us? Looks like we may be having a little trouble from time to time with some of our guests being able to hear us, but let's see. Hey, Don, are you with us? He should be. We'll continue to work on that. Justin, why don't you see if we can make sure we've got Don. It's interesting, when you go back into the 1940s, Preston Tucker, I don't know if you've ever seen that movie. It's a great movie. I'd recommend it. The story of Preston Tucker, the gentleman who built around 50 vehicles, 48, I believe, 49 or so, of what was in its time, you know, a futuristic vehicle. Had a helicopter, a derived engine. It had a lot of safety features. Had a headlight that turned with the steering wheel. Great features. Hey there, Don. How you doing?
Well, pretty good. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, can hear you great. We were talking a little bit about autonomous vehicles, and I was thinking about, you know, going back in history of the 1940s, Preston Tucker came up with his vehicle that bore his name, the Tucker, which was at that time kind of a look at the future of vehicles from his perspective, and many people believe that the big three kind of ran him out of business, and there's a great movie about that you can check out. But certainly the Tucker. Have you ever seen a real live Tucker in person?
I have not seen a real live Tucker. We did do a show a couple years ago about the so-called 56 Tucker, I think. Every Tucker that was built, the whereabouts or the history of that Tucker is known. There's a website you can go to that will tell you what happened to or where are all the Tuckers in the world. There was a fellow up in Wisconsin that allegedly found the blueprint and some old guy that knew about some parts. And this guy was supposed to assemble a two-door convertible Tucker prototype. That car was up at auction. I think he was asking somewhere around $2.3 million. I have a client up in Illinois that put a consortium together to bid on it. And then as more information came out, he withdrew his bid. And since then, it's been up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc. There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Boy, we're having lots of fun. Don Jones is with us, CEO of the oldcarguys.com. Don's personal number, 314-306-7507. Don was telling us the fascinating tale of a Tucker that was quite a story, potentially a Tucker convertible, but as the story unraveled, more information came to light. Tell us more about this this story, Don.
Right, you know, this is a situation where I really don't know where the truth ends and the fiction begins. So I'll just kind of point out the highlights to it without pointing a finger at anyone and making the accusation that I really don't know the facts of. But as I understand it, the car went to auction several times. It didn't meet anything close to reserve. And at each time it went to auction, I think it actually was bringing less than the time before. And the car kind of disappeared off the radar. And I'm not sure exactly what the status is of now, but I did see pictures of the car. It was a beautiful car. It did, in fact, look like a Tucker, but there were some things about this automobile that was beyond the design concepts of the Tuckers that I've seen pictures of or movies of. And actually, in the movie Tucker, the cars in that movie were the real Tuckers that were owned by the producer, which I think was Spielberg, that made that movie. I think it was his Tucker and another Tucker belonging to a friend of his that were shown in the movie. But the automobile now are worth well over $1 million, probably closer to $2.3 million on some of the numbers I've seen over the last years. But looking at the basic concept of Preston Tucker, he was looking to design a car that was futuristic, not only in performance, but also in safety. And he came up things with the what he called the basement or the cellar, where somebody could dive into underneath the dash, where a passenger would dive into underneath the dash to save him. He had padded dashes. He had a center-mounted headlight that would turn left or right whenever the wheel was turned left or right. Gull-shaped windows. He attempted to put seat belts in the car, but at that time they were considered racing equipment, and the insurance companies didn't want him to put them in. Used an engine. The original engines were air-cooled engines that were designed to be used in helicopters. coming in a neighborhood of about 332 cubic inches, and they were a pancake, I believe, six-cylinder engine, air-cooled. So they were, you know, quite different for the time. There were a lot of issues with the car. There were a lot of changes that were made from the original prototypes, and even over the short run of about 50 cars that were manufactured before he ran into financial problems and had to quit. The other five cars, as I understand, were built after the plant closed from the parts that were still in the plant. And there may be parts floating around out there that could put together conceivably another Tucker or two. We never know what we're going to find when we're out searching for stuff.
Yeah, you never do. And speaking of when you're out, I know you've been tied up in recent months taking care of a buddy and his bar. Your buddy passed away, and you stepped up and ran the bar and really elevated the bar and made a lot of money for the family. And you're going to be heading to Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and other parts of the country in the not-too-distant future. Are you getting excited about some of your travel?
Absolutely. What we're doing now is the family sold my family a building at about 50% of the retail value, and I'm in the process of moving into that house now. And I'll be doing that over the next week or so. And then I'll light out for the East Coast for the Mopar Nationals at Carlisle. We'll visit our friends at the Eastern Museum of Motor Racing. We're looking to chase down some leads on some old salvage yards and old dealerships, particularly an American Motor dealership that we've got a lead on. And we'll see what kind of neat stuff we can talk about on future Auto World Radio programs.
That sounds fantastic. And of course, you're always updating. If you haven't bookmarked it, you definitely should, theoldcarguys.com. In addition to all the listings, something we should really talk about more about, and that's frequently asked questions. I mean, you've got a special section on your site about just that, and it's extraordinarily well done, and certainly I would imagine saves folks a lot of time and a lot of money, and it just kind of lays it all out there.
Yeah, we attempt to. What I discovered, though, that the website can be kind of hard to navigate, and we're going to try to clean that up a little bit. We may come up with some YouTube videos. But don't worry about that. If you're looking for something, call me, and I'll guide you to where to find it on the website. When people call looking for a part, I try to give them at least three different places that our people may have it, our clients may have it. We have 17 salvage locations through 9 states, about 22,000 cars. But if I know of a fellow that is in China, or actually North Carolina or Florida or anywhere, and I think he may have your part, I don't mind giving that information out. But I do ask you to, is when you call him up, tell him the old car guy sent you, and maybe someday in the future he'll give me some of his advertising business. What we'll attempt to do over the next 5 months or so is to create the center universe for Mopar, classic Mopar parts. I'm hoping to make more contacts this year at Carlisle and bring these parts people and these manufacturing people into one site where if you're dealing with putting together an old Mopar, you'll be able to find the parts, the services, people that can rebuild radiators or heater cores, every skill that I can find that'll come to remanufacturing a classic car. We're going to try to put them there in those certain categories so that you've got a one-shop stop for everything you need to put that car back together.
That's cool. And, of course, folks come to you all the time, whether they're looking for a particular part or whether they're looking for a particular car. Explain to folks about some of the great services that you offer.
Well, we work for a couple of museums and a couple of private collectors looking for certain things. I mentioned to my friend Andy Doris, whose grandfather created the Doris Motor Car Company back in 1909. And Andy's given me a couple leads for some possible Doris parts up in Montana and South Dakota. So when we make that swipe later on in the summer, we'll try to run those leads to the ground for Andy. The same thing for the Armor Museum. We look for armor parts and whole tank parts for them. And, not much calling for tank parts, by the way, but we'll help anybody if it's got anything old. But we had one guy that had me chasing around looking for Maxwell stuff for him, a distributor for 1925 Maxwell. So we found that for him down in Florida. I look at it as kind of like a treasure hunt or as a challenge, and I appreciate a good challenge. I'm afraid in the near future things may be a little more difficult for me to personally do it, but hopefully by that time I have such a network that by calling me I'll be able just to flip through my my index cards and say, call this guy, he might have it. But we'll continue to do that service, and we'll continue to try to support the hobby as best we can.
Just taking a look at some of the cool things that you've got up there right now for sale at the oldcarguys.com. Some great classic cars and some unusual vehicles, too. Just taking a quick look here. A little bit of something for everybody. 1932 Hemi-powered Ford for $60,000.
I got a nice little fire truck sitting in the garage down here in South St. Louis. Right price. Everybody ought to have at least one fire truck in their life.
Absolutely. Don's number is 314-306-7507. Thank you, Don. We'll talk with you real soon.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100.jcwhitney.com. 100.jcwhitney.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.